All right, once again, it is Thursday morning. It is time for Girl Talk. There's the bell. It's you're being rung to class. Anna Kincaid is here. She's good to go, and she's ready to roll today for Girl Talk. Hi, Anna. How you doing?
That bell is stupid. I'm going to take it away.
Why do you hate the bell so much?
Because it's dumb.
I don't know why. It's not dumb. Come on. This is a prop from 1946. We've had it in here since, you know, the Lincoln administration. I think it's a nice bell to have. Come on.
Oh, so you've been here since the Lincoln administration.
I am. I'm 216 years old. I mean, the age jokes are nice. Thanks. Anyway, I'm not that much older than you. I guess I am. Whatever. Am I? I don't know. I don't even know how old we are anymore. Are we keeping track?
Come 12.
On. I'm 13. Perfect. All right. Girl Talk. So here's the deal. It's topics that guys bring up. I like to bring up things that I hear from the bro code, and then we like to get, you know, the female take on this. The unvarnished truth, because Anna is brutally honest about things.
I don't have filters.
So, and that's a good thing, and that's the way we like it. So this week, I overheard a conversation with a group of buds talking about some stuff, and I thought it was interesting. Daytime sex. Daytime hookup. Daytime.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Hold on. So this guy, I'm not going to use his name. You know who this guy is. So I'll tell you off air. So he was complaining because he's been with, you know, significant other for a while now. He says things that kind of hit a rut. He's a little frustrated because he wants to, he said in the early days for like, you know, the first year and whatever, people are in there, what they call the honeymoon stage, right? Everybody goes through the honeymoon stage.
Yeah.
Where you're like rabbits. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. You're excited. You're
okay,
doing things.
To the point.
So he's trying to reset the fun here, right? He's trying to come up with spicy, fun ideas to have nooners, or let's meet in a park behind a tree. I don't know what the hell he's talking about, really, but
okay.
I get what he means.
Couple of questions first. All immediately, right. Is he married?
Yes.
How long have they been married?
4 or 5 years.
Do they have kids?
No.
No kids?
No.
Not from previous relationships?
No.
Just the
no.
both of them?
Right. But this goes for, okay this goes
so,
for any relationship,
okay,
though.
No, that's all I need to know. Okay, so
no.
Here's the deal.
God.
He actually, it's not things that he necessarily does, says, or creates. Women always like it when a guy helps them make their life easier. So let's say she's the one that's always coming home and making them dinner or doing all that kind of stuff, cleaning the house. The best way for him to get her more interested is to start helping her with some of those duties, because that's going to free up her time. It's going to make her less stressed, and it's going to make her want her bone.
At that stuff. Right. Hold on. Hold on. Make her want a bone? Really? Is that are we going back to like 1994?
It's on a term.
Make her want a bone.
It sounds silly. I mean, okay. I know it really does.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Trust me on this one. If you have kids or you're married or you're living together, if she seems to be the primary role taker of doing laundry, making dinner, cleaning the house, start helping with some of that.
Are you saying?
And you're literally going to take stuff off of her plate. And she's not going to have those excuses. Of course, you still got to bring a little bit of the romance into there.
I think what he's saying is, aside from the, okay, what you're describing, by the way, goes back into the love language stuff, right? Because everybody has, allegedly, a love language. What you're describing there is acts of service.
Yeah.
Because in a relationship, I think everybody appreciates an act of service back and forth with each other. Some folks like physical touch. Some folks like words of affirmation. You're describing acts of service, which you say, okay, then she's
hey,
going to...
therapist Behan over
well,
here.
Well, I'm just saying, yes, it's kind of there, right? I mean, where's Oprah? Where's Oprah and Ellen? Let's get on the couch. Anyway, the point is you're saying that's going to lead to, quote, she's going to want a bone after that, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say you make her dinner and all of a sudden she's going to, like, start stripping right there in the kitchen wanting to get on her knees, but...
That sounds kind of hot.
I mean,
sorry.
That is kind of hot.
All right, anyway.
You know, you help with some of those things and...
I get what you're saying.
Women appreciate that stuff. It's crazy.
I think what he's saying is that he already does a lot. He feels like he does a lot.
He's not doing a lot.
Okay, there's where I'm really going here. There's a disconnect here on what you're saying, which is you're doing a blanket coverage here, making it sound like guys are not living up to their part of the bargain.
Well, most guys think that they're doing a lot, but in all reality, they're not.
I see a lot of guys do quite a bit, and the ladies do quite a bit as well, right? But I get what you're saying. It's you got to be 50-50 on this stuff, do some extra things to make things easier. But you're saying that's going to lead to more romance. I don't know. I think what he's trying to say is I want to shake it up and get back to like the early days and, you know, have a nooner or go somewhere crazy and, you know, whatever.
Well, you know what? First, you got to start with those smaller things, and then I think you can get to those bigger things. Women
I think,
appreciate
I'm going to throw a flag in
stuff.
The air. I think that it's just impossible to go back to the beginning early days mojo because it's brand new. It's new. And I think you find a new way to be exciting with each other. It's never like the first, you know, 6 months necessarily or whatever.
I don't know. My last relationship, you stay hot. First 6 months never ended.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Hang on. Well, right. Everybody can relate to that. I think it gets exciting. I mean, but I think if you're into each other, you're into each other. But then you get frustrated or this might happen or you get comfortable. That's like the evil word, right, of a relationship. Comfortable. It's good and bad, though. Comfortable.
I think it's natural to get comfortable, but I'd say that's the starting point by, what did you call it, Mr. Therapist Bayhan?
What? Acts of service.
Acts of service.
What? Everybody likes acts of service.
Did you get that line in therapy?
No, I did not. That's how I thought everybody knew those phrases.
I never even heard of that.
I think it was on some, I don't know where you saw it somewhere. I thought everybody knew about that stuff.
So I think that's where you start. Start with the acts of service and... Trust me, it's going to throw her for a loop, and she's going to love it, and then she's going to blow up your ego. She's going to be like, oh, my God, that's so awesome.
Okay, back. Okay,
and so, if she doesn't do that, then...
Is she going to do it just like that, really?
The problem is a little bit deeper, but I would say start there, and then you need to bring in the little bit of the romance. I mean, girls' bodies don't work like boys. I mean, like, a girl looks at you and says, hey, you want to have sex? Instantly, boing! Girls don't work like that, okay? You gotta...
Why do you guys gotta be so difficult? Why can't you guys just be, you know...
Trust me,
come on.
I would love it if somebody said to me, hey, you want a boing, and I just went boing. I mean, that would be ideal. I would love that.
You're gonna go boing? Okay, fine.
The girls' parts don't work like
that. I understand.
That.
It's a different dynamic.
So you have to have that little bit of the romance and, you know, working your way in there, so...
I think romance should always stay. Yes. I agree. I think romance should always happen. I do think guys... should drive the bus a little bit and be outside the situation and be romantic and do... I think if you dig somebody naturally, you should always want to, especially if you've been together a long time or married or whatever, not want to do things for them to make them happy, right? Isn't that the point?
Well, and that's part of the whole of the start of the honeymoon phase is when you first get together, you are a little bit more of the touchy-feely, hands-holding, affectionate, doing this for that person, doing that. You know, you tend to do a little of that stuff a little bit more, and then once you find into the comfort pattern, that stuff starts to disappear, and that's probably why you're not having sex as much. So, if you want to go back to the beginning, start at the basics.
Wow. All this because he just wanted to, like, get back to having a nooner somewhere. And I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, you're right. I can't disagree with anything you're saying here, right?
I know what I'm talking about.
So, but I think if guys don't, you know, do certain things along the way, then that's where resentment kicks in, negative vibes kick in, and then there is no, absolutely zero sex that's going to happen.
Yeah, then the legs close and it's like a chastity belt.
Wow. And there we are. And this is why we do this segment every week. Guys, do something special for your ladies. And you're already throwing flags at me that I can't use the word acts of service, but anyway.
Hey,
what?
Why don't you watch porn together?
Hey, hold on. Who says that's a bad idea? Everybody should do that, right? Come on.
Or make some porn together.
Ooh.
That's even better.
Maybe that's a topic next week. Are you making your own videos?
I think we just found next week's topic.
I know people are doing this, especially with modern technology, right?
Go for it.
All right. Annika and Kate, everybody, thank you for Girl Talk, and we will chat with you later today after 3 o'clock. Thanks, Anna.
Bye.
See ya. It's the Morning X.